The murder of George Floyd, May 25th, recorded on camera and shared in a viral video, has set off a protest movement that a generation has never seen or known. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Over the last 6 weeks, the nation has reacted with protests, prayers, vigils, with calls for community action and fundamental changes. With little interruption, WDIY News presents voices of protest, prayer, and promise.
Imam Bashir is a dynamic, energetic, and a very humble gentleman with a great wealth of knowledge. Please welcome Imam Bashir Bilal.
Inna Allah alimun khabir.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Truly Merciful. O people, we have created you, male and female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most noble of you to Allah is the most righteous of you. Verily, Allah is knowing and aware. O people, be persistently standing firm in justice as witnesses for Allah, even if it means standing against your own selves or parents and relatives. Whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. Follow not your desires, lest not you be just. In another verse in the Quran, Allah the Almighty says, "We have sent our messengers with clear evidences and sent down with them the scripture and the balance that people may maintain justice in their affairs." 1400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came with this divine guidance and dealt with the issues of racism, xenophobia, and prejudice. He brought forth a message that not only saved the people of that time, but also set the example for harmonious equality for all people that follow his teachings to the end of times. In his last sermon, he gave perhaps his most noteworthy manifestation of anti-racism by stating, "O people, your Creator is one. You have been created from the same Father, and you are one family. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab. A white has no superiority over a black, nor a black have any superiority over a white, except by piety and good action." The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is perhaps the most quintessential anti-racist man in history, the greatest promoter of peace and equality. And we as Muslims seek to follow his example. I want to conclude the limited time I have and the words of advice that I could share with you with a quotation from one of the greatest heroes of the civil rights movement in America. He is mentioned alongside those great heroes like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, and others. It is none other than Malcolm X, known by his Muslim name, Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz. Upon accepting true Islam in his pilgrimage, he wrote back to his friends in Harlem in his famous letter, Malcolm X's letter from Mecca, and saying, "America needs to understand Islam, because this is the one religion that erases from its society the race problem. Throughout my travels in the Muslim world, I have met, talked to, and even eaten with people in America who had been considered white, but the white attitude was removed from their minds by the religion of Islam. I've never before seen sincere and true brotherhood practiced by all colors together, irrespective of their race. During the past 11 days in the Muslim world, I have eaten from the same plate, drunk from the same glass, and slept on the same rug while praying to the same God with fellow Muslims, whose eyes were the bluest of blue, whose hair was the blondest of blonde, and whose skin was the whitest of white. And in the words and in the deeds of the white Muslims, I felt the same sincerity that I felt amongst the black American and African-American Muslims of Nigeria and Sudan and Ghana. We were truly all the same because their belief in one God had removed the white from their minds, the white from their behavior, and the white from their attitude. I could see from this that perhaps if white Americans could accept the oneness of God, then perhaps they could accept in reality the oneness of man and cease to measure and hinder and harm others in terms of their differences in color. Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate all of you coming out in memory of not just George Floyd, but all of our innocent brothers and sisters who have lost their lives to senseless killings and of racism. And we ask God Almighty to have mercy on their souls and to grant sabr and patience to the loved ones that they have left behind. And let history know that we stand for their justice. Thank you and God bless. Wassalamu alaikum.
Please welcome Reverend Dr. Larry Pickens.
Brothers and sisters, there is a system in this country and in this world that's called systemic racism that is trying to excise our dangerous difference, is trying to take away the very souls of our beings. And our call tonight is to say to you, don't let anybody take your dangerous difference away from you, because that is the impetus of the struggle that we're engaged in today. And I want you to know that as the representative of the Lehigh Conference of Churches and Gregory Edwards asked me to represent Power today, that we stand with you in this struggle. And much like what is happening today in the life of this country and nation, justice is rippling around the world.
Yes.
And people have decided that they are not going to take injustice anymore. And it's that kind of commitment that we celebrate tonight, because we celebrate that black lives matter. And we also celebrate that our white, brown, and yellow brothers and sisters are standing with us.
No justice?
No peace!
No justice?
No peace!
No justice?
No peace!
Thank you. Please welcome Mr. Joe Welsh.
Thank you. And a very joyous Juneteenth. And tonight really is a joyous Juneteenth, because tonight, unlike many other Juneteenths, there is a very serious reason for hope. And if you want to see that reason, look around you. Look at the diversity in this crowd tonight. When have you seen that in the history of the civil rights movement in this country? So I know that working together, these issues can finally be resolved, because the lynching of George Floyd is not a black problem. It is a white problem. And so all of us have to work together in the same way that we just worked together in the places where we did it right, at least, to beat down the virus of COVID-19. We wore masks, we social distanced. In the same way, we can beat down what I call the virus of COVID-16-19. And why do I call it COVID? Because centuries of violence is disease. And in the same way that we can work together to eradicate COVID-19, we can work together to eradicate COVID-16-19 and finally end 401 years of systemic racism. But just like with COVID-19, ultimately, we need to vaccinate our children. And we need to vaccinate them from COVID-16-19. And we're starting to do that when you see monuments being torn down, when you can see products with racist history being removed from the shelves. Uncle Ben's rice is finally being converted once and for all.
Edit that out.
This is what we need to do moving forward. I am very hopeful. I'm feeling better than I have in a long time about any movement in this country. I've been involved my entire adult life in social justice movements of one form or another, and this time it is different. And I really believe there ain't no stopping us now. Thank you.
Empathy is the action of understanding, being aware of, being sensitive to, and vicariously experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experiences of others. There are three types of empathy: cognitive, emotional, and compassionate. All are needed for us to fight alongside our Black brothers and sisters. And if you want to be able to achieve this, educate yourself about real Black history and listen to the voices that need to be heard. Systematic racism exists because of systemic racism. It's easy to be motivated when you really see the impact of your efforts, but when the change is not as fast as it should be, it's hard to keep that passion. But remember, your actions are making and will continue making a difference. Persistence, dedication, and empathy. Do not forget these three. This is not a trend. This is not a moment. This is a movement for human rights. This is a movement to end police brutality. This is a movement to dismantle systemic racism. And this is a movement for the overdue liberation and justice for Black lives. Happy Juneteenth.
Oh, we're just here to show our support from the Sheriff's Office for what's going on. My name is Lieutenant Kenneth Gray from the Leah County Sheriff's Office.
My name is Mohammed Kaku, and I'm a board member for M-Gage, Lehigh Valley Chapter. And we have a PA M-Gage and a National M-Gage. And we have a foundation, this is 513C. And then we have an M-Gage Action, which is the lobby and advocacy. The last one is the PAC. We also have an M-Gage PAC. So our goal is to motivate and engage our youths into a leadership program, get active in a registration of vote, and go out to run for the offices. Now, about this program, this was involved by 22 organizations. If you see the flyer, this was 22 organizations, and it took me 2 weeks. And if you could see, the crowd was very diverse, and this is promising sign. And you can also see that what's happening in Northampton County with current council there trying to rechange all the laws. So that's a promising sign. And this is, as you heard the speakers, they were very diverse and very, very nice, eloquent speakers. We need to change city councils. We need to change the judgeship. So we need to get our candidates there. We have qualified judges, we have qualified city councils, and we have qualified mayors. But they just don't have the opportunity. So we need to create opportunity for these young kids like my son. Thank you very much.
My name is Labas Kaku. And I guess in terms of what I want to see next is, on a humanistic basis, everyone treating each other equally, especially our younger population, to treat everybody equally and still utilizing social media to get this message out there that there are people in the U.S. that are being oppressed. On top of that, going out there and voting, doing your research on who is a good candidate, a moral candidate, who supports the Black Lives Matter movement, and going and voting for them, I think is the most important aspect. So using social media and acting. Technology is everything, right? So it gets the message out there. It makes people educated, makes people informed, as long as they're getting information from the correct source. I think that's very important. And I think sometimes it can be used, obviously, to spread negative messages, but everyone should be, you know, using technology to advocate for all these movements, hosting protests, getting the message out there, and making sure their sources are valid, I think. Abbas Kaku, I'm Mohammed Kaku's son.
Mohammed Kaku, working for M-Gage.
These voices of protest, prayer, and promise come from all walks of life, all pigments, all ages, and are now coming together for a shared purpose. True equality, true justice, and real freedom. Embracing and understanding the differences between us is to be human. Now a new generation of youth are cranking the catalyst of change by staging protests and calling on leaders and elected officials to end policies of systemic racism. All of these changes will lead to a better tomorrow for our communities, our residents, and for the Lehigh Valley. For exclusive photography of all the protests featured in this story series, go to WDIY.org, select News tab, and then Local News. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.